What concerns some lawmakers is that the rules are too restrictive to private property owners. The department estimates only about 1% of all pier owners would be affected. Kathy Filiatro would be one of them. She says her kids and grandkids play on the pier at their cottage in Waupaca.
We love our pier. It does have a dock that is 250 square feet, but I have 100 foot of shoreline. It's not out in the way, hurting anything.
But the problem with piers like Filiatro's, according to the DNR, is that they're intruding on public waters and shading out crucial aquatic habitat. The department would let owners of piers that are between 200 and 800 square feet make the structures smaller or apply to have them permitted. If the DNR grants a permit, it would cost $300 per year. DNR Secretary Scott Hassett equates these so-called party piers to erecting a private deck that extends into a state forest.
These structures were never legal when they were built. They were a problem 10 years ago, a problem 5 years ago, and they are a problem today.
But the Republican chairs of the panels that have to sign off of the rules still won't budge. Waterford Assemblyman Scott Gunnarsson says he wants a better compromise with the DNR and the governor's office. In the meantime, he's advancing his own proposal in the legislature that would allow docks twice as large to escape regulation. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.